anything with food. But I'm getting old. I should be more conscious of my eating now because I don't like to work out, so. So it's beginning to show up.
So what's your favorite food?
Soul food.
Soul food?
Soul food, okay. Ribs, chicken, fried chicken.
Is that the kind of food you grew up on?
Yes. My mother cooked. My mother used to cook every day. But the last, I guess, 5 or 6 years, she only cook on Sundays, so I get a good home-cooked meal on Sundays. But growing up, I was used to eating soul food because my mother, she cooked every day.
Wow. And she worked. Wow. And so she, did your mom, is it a very traditional family where the mother took care of most of the home?
Yes, yeah. My mother was the rock of the home. She done everything. She cooked. She kept us, you know, ready for school. She did everything.
Really? Was she the disciplinarian?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yes. You're giggling. Yeah. You got a moment? Do you remember?
Yeah, she was. She had to be straight or she wouldn't know it. So if you did anything wrong, you couldn't get by her.
Really?
You could not.
So how was the community growing up? Where did other parents look out for other children as well? Or was it just, you know, your parents just looked out for you and that was it?
No, well, growing up, you know, we was able to do that back then, that all the neighbors could watch out for you. Your neighbor could spank you, but now your neighbor better not touch you. But growing up, that was the close knit of being in a community, you know, where you knew everybody and everybody's parents, you know, to respect them, because if you didn't, your parents would hear about it and you would be in trouble. So everybody kind of looked out for each other growing up.
Do you think it's changed from now? Well, I know you kind of mentioned that you can't do some of certain things now.
Well, now, yes, it has completely changed because now you don't even know your neighbor. I mean, it's sad, but you don't want to know your neighbor. You don't know your neighbor, and your neighbor don't know you, but it has changed a lot over the years. So people, you just don't know who to trust these days. So now, you know, you're just better off staying to yourself. Or
do you think, what do you think has changed that made it kind of like sort of being that kind of close-knit, you know, community, family type atmosphere to kind of like you're by yourself, you do your own thing? What it has in society, what kind of dynamics have made it change?
Well, for its change, I guess, I don't know, I think the people change. You, like I said, you just don't know who to trust now. People are mean and there's no respect for your neighbor. Well, to me, it's just, I just think people change. I don't know.
Do you think it has changed like that much in Roswell, or is it still kind of, is there still, you know, parts of Roswell that's still very close-knit?
Yeah, well, as parts of Roswell are still close-knit. Mm. But as far as, you know, people are so scared now in different neighborhoods, and, you know, it's not as close as it used to be. There's a lot of people moved away, and, you know, different people have moved in. It's just not a family-type place like it used to be.
If you could estimate how many people who are in Roswell who were born and raised in Roswell versus the ones who are not, what would be